Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get your zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Zip code 85339.
You said 85339?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Thank you for that. Just one moment here. I'm sorry, my computer's loading just a touch slow. All right, and what was that first and last name, please?
Kelly Grubb.
Can I have you spell that for me?
K-E-L-L-Y-G-R-A-Y.
And may I ask what you're calling in reference to today?
Yeah, I want to know what my last order was.
Can you confirm your shipping address so I can confirm I'm at the correct account here?
It is 6708 West Pleasant Lane, Levine, Arizona, 85339.
Thank you for that. I'm showing here you had done the enter to win for it appears to be the Dyson vacuum cleaner where you entered your name into the drawing to win the vacuum cleaner, and that would have been sponsored by our meal planning app, Bitesub. So it would have explained in the terms and conditions when you were entering your name into the drawing that you were also agreeing to a subscription access to the meal planning app. Now I am showing that this account has since been canceled as of the 21st of May due to a chargeback filed by your financial institution, meaning they filed a dispute. So that was the last date was the 19th of April that you were billed, and then let me double check and make sure that wasn't May, but May 21st, your financial institution filed a chargeback. So it canceled the account. Yeah, your last billing date was 4/19.
So what did I get charged $70 for?
That's the monthly cost to use the meal planning app. It's an app that designs a custom menu for you based on your desired caloric intake.
But I never got it.
It would have been something that it would have that the terms and conditions would have explained to have you add to your phone.
What's that?
The terms and conditions would have explained to you to add it to your phone.
Well, can you explain it to me?
Well, because it's been canceled and disputed, you wouldn't have access to it anymore because of the dispute.
But you took my money.
Yes, because it was agreed to in the terms and conditions when the Dyson vacuum was entered into when?
A Dyson vacuum? What does that have to do with anything?
You would have received the opportunity to enter your name into a drawing to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. But those drawings are sponsored by the meal planning app Bitesub, which is an app that designs a custom menu for you based on your desired caloric intake.
I still don't get the correlation between a vacuum cleaner and some supplements. I got neither of them. I mean, if you won the dispute, you got my $70. I should get something for that, shouldn't I?
Well, because of the chargeback being filed by your financial institution, the account has been fully closed. There's no way to access it or utilize it. A chargeback nulls all of that. I do apologize.
So why didn't you just refund my money then when the dispute came up?
I'm showing that we weren't ever contacted in regards to a refund. Once a dispute is filed, the refund is up to your financial institution. We can't do anything about that.
I'm still kind of lost. I vaguely remember something about a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and I had already won it or something. From another purchase, I won a vacuum cleaner. Does that sound right?
No, it would have been winning the opportunity to enter your name into the drawing. It's not a guaranteed win.
Wow. So it's a scam, then, right? I mean,
it's the opportunity to win the product. It's not a guaranteed win.
Yeah, but who's going to give you $70 for the opportunity to win a $120 vacuum?
Well, no, the $70 is the cost to use the meal planning app. Again, they sponsor the drawings, so it explains in the terms and conditions that have to be agreed to. When you enter your name into the drawing, you're also receiving a subscription access to the meal planning app.
All right. So then why can you not just reopen the case or whatever, and give me the food then?
It designs a custom menu for you. It doesn't send you food.
Well, design the custom menu, you know, at least earn the money that you've taken from me.
Again, because of the fact that it's in chargeback, the account has been closed. There's no way for us to reopen it once a chargeback has been posted.
So you just stolen my money then and got away with it.
Basically. I do apologize. Any refund would have to come through your financial institution. Once they've gotten involved in that matter, we can't do anything about it. Once a chargeback has been posted, it freezes the account from us being able to provide any sort of refund or any sort of usage of the app.
You've got my money. And then you closed the account because I tried to claim it back?
Yes, because to use the app, you have to pay for it. And once a chargeback has been happened, that shuts it down permanently to prevent any further issues with the financial institution. But now because you filed a chargeback, they would need to provide any sort of refund.
They stolen my money.
And the financial institution will have to assist you with getting that back. Again, once that chargeback has been filed, we can't do anything with the account. It's frozen on our end from us being able to do anything.
Oh, you can take all the money and you can do all this and you can do all that and you can offer me a fake vacuum cleaner, but you cannot give me my money back.
Once a chargeback has been posted, we're unable to do anything with the account. Any refunds would have to come from them.
The chargeback, right, came... 2 months after I contacted your company for whatever reason?
The chargeback came after you filed a dispute with your financial institution?
Yeah, and that was a month after I first was in contact with you. I never got a piece of paper saying, you know, asking me about my diet or what supplements I want or anything like that.
When you do the enter to win, there's a box that you have to check and agree to the terms and conditions. In those, it stipulates how to access the app and what it entails.
It's a con.
I do apologize. It's just at this point with the financial institution having taken over, any refunds have to come from them. We can't touch it.
Why would they give me a refund? I never gave that. They never received money from me with false claims.
Well, through a dispute process, they would retrieve your money if they found the charges to be fraudulent. But because they've taken over, we can't do anything. It has to come from them at this point.
All right. If you've taken my money and I've got nothing for it, that's kind of fraudulent, isn't it?
There would have been access available to you with the app, and it would have been explained in the terms and conditions page that would have had to have been agreed to.
What if I didn't want it anymore?
Then you would have just called and canceled, or you could have canceled through the app.
Well, can I call and cancel now?
It's already been canceled again with the chargeback. That has to be done automatically because
I should be due a refund.
Again, with the chargeback, we can't provide a refund. It has to go through your financial institution at this point. Doing a chargeback takes it out of our hands. We would have been able to provide one beforehand had we been contacted, but because of the chargeback happening now, we can't do anything about it.
Until I saw that charge on my statement, which was a month or so later, I didn't even know. You solicited me. With that, I've won a vacuum page. And I don't recall anything else, just that. Congratulations to you for stealing my money and being able to get away with it. I'm sure I'm not the only sucker or unfortunate person with your vacuum whatever. And so congratulations. I should never ever recommend your company to anybody I know. And have a nice day.
You
and
as well.
Sleep well.
Again, I do apologize that it wasn't more clear, but you know, discuss that with your financial institution. They may be able to recover that for you.
Well, I don't want to make them pay for something I've done.
They wouldn't pay. They would investigate the charges, and if they find them fraudulent, then they would recover them.
Well, obviously, you guys are clever enough not to make it look fraudulent. So congratulations on that, too. Unreal. Wow. Preying on people. That's your business. With a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Has anybody ever got one?
Yes.
Probably
there's
not.
There's drawings weekly.
Yeah. I doubt that. I really doubt that.
All right. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
You could make a one-time exemption and
there's no way for me to be able to do that.
Legal theft. Well, have a nice day.
You as well. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Well, never again. Bye.